Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
What it is, what it do, cyber world. Welcome to the Ash Said It Show. I am your host, Ash Brown. I appreciate all of your love, all of your support. Over 1,700 episodes. We are on the heels of 1,800 episodes. Woo woo. Excited about that. 500,000 streams worldwide. None of this is possible without you guys. So I thank you so very, very much. Appreciate that. Today is an awesome day. It's a special day. I've got founder and CEO, Madam CEO herself, of Tiffany Danielle XO, the wonderful Tiffany Danielle. Hello, dearie.
Hi. Wow. That was an incredible intro. I am honored.
I mean, you're an incredible interviewee, okay? So it just kind of goes with the territory.
I feel honored. You had almost 1,800 episodes.
Girl, I was like, because I don't keep track of my episodes. I'm not one of those people that's like, oh my gosh, I have 3 episodes ever. And so they send me emails when you reach a certain number of episodes of stuff. I just kind of looked at the email and was like, yeah, you're at 1790. I was like, that's pretty awesome. Thank you.
Super honored that you invited me to be on here today.
Wow, you are an awesome, awesome lady. I mean, you've got a lot of things going. You got a lot of pots on the stove cooking there, Tiffany.
All right. I do. We can all relate, right?
Yes. Yes, we can. Where did the inspiration behind your company come from?
To fully explain that, I feel like there's every good brand, every good story has how things really started in the beginning. And I think that just to give you a quick cliff notes of how I really got into what I'm doing would make a lot more sense as to why it's so important for me and important for my community. You know, rewind to when I was just a little young chap. I was 21. I was in college. That was when I started my first business. I was out working these at the time as a brand ambassador, very similar to what I'm doing now, but mm-hmm. in the very precursor stages of what that looked like to be promoting a brand before it was even known to be a career. And I found that I was in Athens at the University of Georgia, and I was discovering that I was getting hired from these big agencies that had no idea how to really staff any of the events that I was working. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, I just think I could do a better job at this. I mean, looking back, like what a cocky little 21-year-old who thinks, you know, these huge agencies are staffing these big events for these really well-known corporate companies. And I thought, I could just do it better. I don't know if I have that same gumption now that I did back then, or I'm a little more humble these days. But I'm glad that it happened, because I decided I'm gonna start staffing these events myself. Mm. I'm going to hit the ground running. I'm going to talk to these owners of these places, and I'm going to help staff these events in a way that makes more sense for their demographic. Now, most kids in college don't know anything about marketing or demographics. They're just there to party and have fun. Mm-hmm. And I would say most kids in college, but I've for whatever reason, just thought I want to make a difference. I want to make a difference in the brands that I'm helping with exposure, what I believed in. I want to help with training the people that are doing these events. So I just thought overall, I could make a difference. I marched right into these places, started getting the connections with, at the time, was a really big deal. My first client that I ever booked was through Miller Coors, which was a beer company. And I landed a Coors Light contract to staff all the events for this super cold party that they were leading up to in Athens at this time. So I accidentally ran into the biggest job that, you know, I would have even had at that time. I had no idea, but it was one of the best learning experiences of my life that I got to do exactly what I wanted and help people and make a difference and train people the way that they deserve to be trained and help these brands with exposure. It was super awesome for me. And then graduate from college, I get pregnant with my daughter. And at the time I thought, you know, staffing all these events, running my own business. I didn't have health insurance. I was like, that just, mm-hmm. I think if I'm having a kid, I need to take life a little bit more serious. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get a quote real job. So at that time, my daughter was 6 weeks old. I thought, okay, we're going to get a real job now. So I started working in like property management and finance. So that was really pretty well educated in the finance department, working 9 to 5, your average day, had healthcare, went in, got to leave, got to hang out with my kid after hours. But I found that after, you know, 3 years of doing the same thing every day and not really fulfilling what I felt like was a purpose, I just felt like I was almost soulless. Like I was getting to be there for my daughter a few hours at the end of the day, and then I wasn't really providing my own self with anything that made me happy. So I just felt this can't be what life looks like.
Right.
Having a real job can't be the end all be all. Like, why is this a thing? And I don't know at what point I just decided I don't have to follow the same mold that everybody's followed. I just decided I'm going to make it look different because mm-hmm. I want to feel different. I want to help people. And really in the back of my mind, the entire time that I was doing all of this, I had one sole purpose, and that was that I wanted to help other people in some capacity. That is what fuels my fire every single day, is being able to help inspire, or educate, or empower. Mostly, I mean, at the time, females, because that's really who is a part of my community now, is it's mainly females, like-minded people. I got no greater joy than hearing back from them that you have made a difference and how I view something, or a job that I wanted to take, or I decided to take a leap of faith and move across the country, you know, things of that nature, where I truly felt like by me helping them in one small area, they would make a decision that would change the trajectory of their entire life. And that for me is so huge. And sometimes I can't even wrap my mind around how great of an impact it is. And if I'm having a bad day, or I'm not feeling like I'm serving the way that I want to, I will make myself sit down and truly understand that just by helping in one small area of somebody's life, it could make or break how they feel about something. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's powerful. And I think that it really is what keeps me going as an entrepreneur every single day, because, you know, if I look back at that version of myself who was working 9 to 5, and I thought, I want to do something that is fulfilling, and also I want to tell my time where it goes. I mean, I didn't know at the time that I wouldn't be working 9 to 5. I would be working around the clock. Mm-hmm. You get to make your own hours, but the hours are certainly longer.
Yeah.
But it's so worth it. It is satisfying for me. And that's when, you know, after 3 years of working the 9 to 5, and I decided on the side, I was putting out resources and education for mainly beauty tips and recommendations. So that was really my forte at the time. It was just telling people where you can get your Botox, or where you can buy the best makeup products that aren't going to break the budget. So that was really what I loved at the time. I thought that was what was the most helpful. Looking back, I didn't know where things would lead to now, because I think at the time everything was so one-sided for me. It was a very physical thing. Beauty itself, the word beauty was very on the outside. When I was helping people, I think, you know, at the time I hadn't really discovered my own self, my own self-worth, what it meant to really love myself. So I would say that I was broken. I was wounded. And I think if you're building a business as an entrepreneur out of a place that is broken or wounded, you're going to build things that feed that broken part of yourself, or you're not helping who you're actually supposed to help. And don't get me wrong, like, I learned so much by building things the way that I did, but I crashed and burned a couple of times along the way. And mm-hmm. I think that if I could give anybody one little piece of advice, is get to know yourself,
yeah.
Understand your trauma, understand your own wounds before you try to go out and serve a community or anybody, or, you know, start a business, anything of bringing your own inner conflict to other people. Because while you may think that you're doing the right thing, you have to fix home base before you can help other people. Like, you know, they say in an airplane, you're a flight attendant, like, you have to put on your mask and seatbelt and all those things before you can help anybody else. Because if your ass dies, I quit my 9 to 5 job 3 years after I was in there. Because on the side, like I said, I know the story's kind of jumping all over the place.
No, you're good. You're good. I love it.
I was helping on the side, you know, on my social media was where I was mostly putting out resources and education. And I found, you know, I was living for the hours after I got off of work, and I was getting to help people. That was really what I was waking up for every single day. It's like, I was going to wake up, drive to my job, do that job, and then I got to do the thing that I love. And I thought, what if I got to do what I loved every day when I woke up? And I thought, that's what I'm going to do. I don't want to live a life, because at this point I have a 3-year-old. I grew up in an atmosphere where it wasn't healthy, it wasn't safe, it wasn't secure. I didn't know what it looked like to see an adult be happy and healthy and stable and secure. Mm-hmm. And in the back of my mind, as I'm, you know, going through this job, this 9-to-5, and I'm helping people decide, I thought, I don't want to ever lead my life in a way that my daughter is going to look at me and learn my habits that aren't serving me in the best way. And then her start doing the same thing. And then I perpetuate this vicious cycle of damaged, broken habits. So I thought, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to love myself enough to just risk it all.
Yes. I first want to say, I love that 21-year-old Tiffany who was pushing the envelope and said, you know what? I'm going to think outside the box. I'm going to think outside of the box. I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to toss this table over. I'm just go ahead and toss the table over.
She had fired for sure.
Kudos to that, Tiffany, because now you have completely, you're continuing on your evolution, but we're actually getting to witness your change and your metamorphosis. It's beautiful. You know, looking in from the outside, I'm like, yes, girl, you're rocking it. You're doing it. Just like you said, from your social media tips that you're giving people and you're sharing about your beauty hacks, and you're making things really simple and really easy for women mostly to be their best selves and to love themselves. I know that we were talking earlier about how women are not talked about and aren't respected enough to be put out into the forefront as much as we should be. You know, we are the ones that bring life into this world. We are the ones to help to nourish and nurture the next generation. It's not promoted nearly as much. And so that's why I love having strong, passionate, powerful female CEOs. Yeah, she says CEO on my show, because I know that a lot of my audience, they need to hear this. They need to know that they don't have to stay in the rat race. They don't have to stay in that 9-to-5 that they hate.
Right.
Even if they have children. A lot of my audience, they have kids and they're stuck in jobs, unfortunately, because of, you know, their situation or because of COVID. They need to know you just have to take that step. Anything is possible.
That's
anything
it.
Is possible.
You're so right. And honestly, I mean, we are taught and really made to believe that mm-hmm. things have to look a certain way in right. order to be successful. Mm-hmm. And really, if you really break it down, the way that we're told as a society that if you want to be successful, you do XYZ. And every time you do XYZ, it never Mm-mm. turns out the way that it's supposed to. If people could really understand that we're being fed information that isn't actually conducive and helpful to a successful life, then we could change it. But, you know, we do get wrapped up in what we think things are supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. And really, I think that's what my platform has turned into, is a long story that I was telling you about kind of the background and how things morphed. That in itself, you know, where I went from having my own business, working 9-to-5, starting in the beauty world as a blogger and an influencer, that was only the beginning. And really, I had no idea what things should look like.
Right.
But I was trying. And I had no idea that as I was trying, I was really helping heal my own wounds and get to a place where I would find what it is that I needed to put out.
Right.
And now that product and that information, the education that I'm putting out, looks very, very different than what it did 5 years ago. But if I wouldn't have started 5 years ago, if I wouldn't have put my foot out the mm-hmm. door, if I wouldn't have started putting myself out there, I would be very confused on where I should be now. Yeah. And, you know, I would still have to go through the little hero's journey that I had to go through. And I think that that's really the most important yeah. piece of advice I could give to any other entrepreneur, is that you just have to take the step
yeah.
because it's going to change. There's no way around it. It's going to change. It's not going to look the same as you think it's going to look, but you have to put that first step out there yeah. so that you can figure out what you need to do, how you need to pivot in order to change what you're doing, in order to help others or help yourself or make a difference or find what you're really passionate about. So that's, if I could give any piece of advice, it's just start and then know and understand yourself.
Yes.
Try to heal your own wounds before mm-hmm. you try to help other people.
Absolutely. Because you said something that was key. Even entrepreneurship, it's not like a straight line. There's no blueprint for every entrepreneur to be successful in life and everything's going to work perfectly. No.
Right. And success is defined individually. Right. I know that, you know, as a whole society, especially American society, we put a little box around the definition of success. And we say it means this, this, this. You make this much money. You have this much vacation time and you're doing this, blah, blah. But that really doesn't serve every single person. Like, my success might be making $1 million in a month and getting to go on vacation. And it might also be that I don't have to wash my own hair. Mm-hmm. That's not personally what my version of success looks like, but I'm saying that could be the extreme version of one person's success versus another person's success is that they get to wake up every day and they get to help people and they live in a shack and they get to meditate 4 hours a day. That's their success. And really, I think if you don't know yourself and really understand what you need as an individual, you won't ever get to your level of success because you don't know what it looks like yet.
Tiffany Danielle, what is the best way for people to get more information on this amazing brand that continues to motivate and continues to spread throughout the streets? If they want to get more information on it or if they want to follow you on social media, where do they need to go?
Okay, so my Instagram is really, I think, the first place that most people find me. Mm-hmm. However, that's really not where the bread and butter of everything is. So my Instagram is Tiffany Danielle XO, and it's spelled everything normal with an XO at the end. My website is TiffanyDanielleXO.com. And that is really where you're going to be able to find kind of the off-the-cuff information that I think can be really helpful to a female audience specifically, because I really am into, and I don't even think I mentioned this, you know, I was telling my transformation story as a human and entrepreneur, but really what I'm doing now is a little bit different than just physical beauty. I'm teaching and educating about female health, mindset. And those two things really, I think, are what combines together to be able to have fun and play around with the outside beauty. You know, just like understand, I mean, there's a big problem as a whole with educating specifically females on female health. We don't understand our own biology. We don't understand what's going on in our cycles every month. We don't. It's not educated the right way. And I'm not coming on here to be like a man hater. There's nothing. That's not what I'm saying. We are really taught to run off of a male's biological and hormone schedule. So men are going off of a 24-hour cycle. And women, we run on a 28 to 35-day cycle. Whether or not you have a female menstrual cycle at all, we just tend to follow the cycles of the moon specifically, which is about, you know, 28 to 35 days. So your week to week may look different than what somebody else's does, but understanding what's going on in your own body and helping people understand that has really been really powerful for myself and helping other people. So if you can understand that, just that little piece first as a female, understanding your biology, and then secondly, getting to understand and know yourself, then those two things, if you understand your biology and you know yourself, which, you know, meditation, introspection, those things can be really helpful in just quieting the outside noise and listening to yourself. If those two things are met, then you get to have more fun and be more playful with the beauty aspect because you understand and know what works and what doesn't work for yourself. So say if I'm recommending a specific beauty product for you and you don't know or understand like your own biology or your skin type or what your hormones might be going through right now, you could try this product and it is gonna go really terrible. Hormonal breakouts, skin issues, under the surface inflammation, I know this is kind of like zigzagging back and forth, but it's all really connected and related. And I think that's really what my new goal is like helping people understand that beauty is more than just on the outside. It's like you have to connect the inside and the outside to be able to understand and be a little more playful with all things beauty, makeup, skincare, all the good stuff. And I think that's what really is awesome about it, is that I get to help people understand that it's more than just the outside. It's a connection of the physical, spiritual, and mental aspects of the body.
You are such a beautiful soul. I absolutely adore you. Yes, but it's good information and it comes from a good, beautiful place because it's heartfelt. And that makes a big difference. There's a lot of people out there today that are like, oh, you know, I'm an influencer and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And they're trying to find the best way to get a buck. You know, right. they're trying their hardest because that is what it unfortunately has taken over in the industry. There's just people out there that are just trying to get to people for money purposes and things of that nature. You're not doing that. You're actually coming from a good place. And I can tell just from the moment that we met, I was like, this girl's got some good energy. You know, we are like-minded individuals, and I absolutely always love your energy. Tiffany Danielle, thank you so much for coming through today.
Thank you for inviting me and letting me out of all of my soapboxes. I really appreciate it.
Yes, no, I mean, you have to come back. I mean, that's just, I'm going to put that out there. I know that you've got your own podcast, you know, Permission to Enter podcast. And people can go and check that out, and they need to be following that and subscribing and all that good stuff, because y'all, there's some really, and this is not safe for Ash Said It Show. All right. That's some stuff over there that we gotta check that out.
It's super fun. We call it like thin, like edgy thin.
It's a lot of fun. You guys do a lot of awesome works. It's always entertaining, definitely relatable. I'm not going to say which part is more relatable than the other, but yes, definitely relatable. And I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for all of your love and support. Keeping in mind, anyone to tell you that you can't do what you want to do. You look them square in the face. You tell them, don't believe me. Just watch. Watch what I do. Watch me make it happen. Watch me make history. That's what we're doing this for, the history books. Social media is nice, but real life is so much better. Until next time, you guys.